test 72, section 2, question 23. Now with this one, we are looking for what's going to support the hypothesis. So it's a strengthened question. And it says, some colonies of bacteria produce antibiotic molecules called P, which they use to fend off other bacteria. Okay, so they produce these molecules, antibiotics, and it fends off others. We hypothesize that P also serves as molecular pipelines that give interior bacteria access to essential nutrients in the environment surrounding the colony. Now, here, this seemed like a weird thing. I really went, what? Where is that conclusion coming from? Because it seems completely out of left field. But if we stop for a minute, we're saying that it's these colonies, so I'm picturing like a ball of bacteria, and they produce antibiotic molecules, so basically stuff that is killing the bacteria, you know, that's antibiotic, and they fend off others, so it'll kind of kill others, but then it also, they serve as molecular pipelines that give interior bacteria access to essential nutrients. So essentially what we're assuming is that they're kind of like these tubes of sort of holes in that colony that let through some of the nutrients. And so I've kind of got a picture of basically a ball of bacteria with a bunch of little hole, tube-shaped holes kind of going through it, the pipelines that allow stuff to get to the middle. But I really had no idea what would strengthen that. It was difficult enough for me to process the passage, much less predict where this is going. So, A, bacteria that do not produce P form wrinkled surfaces, thus increasing the number of bacteria that are in direct contact with the surrounding environment. Maybe. It's barely helpful. It's saying, look, if you don't have those pipelines, then you wrinkle your surface so you can have things get to the middle. Maybe. It's really weak, but I'm hoping they'll do better. B, the rate at which bacteria colony produces P is determined by the number of foreign bacteria in the environment immediately surrounding the colony. That's not really going to help the idea that the P serves as a pipeline, just that it does help fend off bacteria. C, when bacteria colonies do not produce P, are buried under nutrient-rich soil, they grow as quickly as those that produce P. Well, that's actually going to undermine it, because it's going to say, look, the P doesn't seem to affect growth, whereas we would kind of be expecting, if the hypothesis is true, that growth would be at least somewhat dependent upon having those pipelines. Then D, bacteria colonies that produce P are better able to fend off other bacteria than our bacteria colonies that do not produce it. Again, that would help us with the part about whether or not it fends off bacteria, but it doesn't really tell us anything about whether they serve as pipelines. And then E, within bacteria colonies that produce P, interior bacteria are more likely to die than our bacteria along the edges. Well, that's actually not really going to help us. It says, look, interior bacteria die, and it doesn't really say that they're functioning as pipelines, because we would expect that they're going to be okay because you're going to have the nutrients coming in. And so, therefore, answer choice E actually kind of hurts. And so A does turn out to be the best answer. Even though it seems really off topic, it's basically saying if you don't have this functioning, the pipelines, you have some other way to get nutrients to more bacteria. And therefore, A is our best answer.